Hi, I'm Winnie. Today is 9th of June. I'm here at Stirling Street to do an interview. And now I'm interviewing Mr. Liu, who is running a herb shop. Our conversation will speak in Mandarin, and I will summarize it in English at the end of the interview. I'll ask him some questions about his business, but before that, I'll ask him to introduce himself first. The questions that I will ask later is, when do you start to doing his business? Where is the old shop? Why do you want to move to a new shop? What is the difference of Stirling Street compared to 20 years ago? Usually customers are local or tourists. Do GST affect your business? Is the security here good or bad?
Hello.
你叫什么名啊?
刘冠全。今年几岁? 66.
66。你有打算要退休?
15 years old, and now he is 56 years old. So he has business the herb shop for 51 years. And the second question is, where is the old shop? Why do you want to move to a new shop? And he said few years ago, his father owned an old shop in Stirling Street, but because of his father passed away and there's some conflict and argument among the siblings, so they managed to sell out the old shop, and Mr. Liu moved to a new shop to start his business individually since 6 years ago. And the third question is, what is the difference of Stirling Street compared to 20 years ago? And he said, there's a big changes in Petaling Street compared to 20 years ago. 20 years ago, most of the hawkers or workers in Petaling Street are Chinese, but the workers nowadays are foreigners. And the next question is, usually customers are local or tourists? And he answered, they usually serve local customers more than tourists. Most of them are usually old customers. And the next question is, did GST affect your business? He said, yes, because after the government has abolished GST, all the price of the product dropped, so customers were willing to buy more. And the last question is the security here good or bad? And he said, quite safe. If anything happens like snatching, the workers here will help to catch the robbers. And that's all for my interview. Thank you.